Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Well, you guys, it was bound to happen.
What?
You're getting divorced?
No. Oh. That's not happening.
Whoa.
Jeez. That took a very dark turn really quick. No, I'm talking about robots taking over the world.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So Kelly came across this article.
Yes.
On the five jobs that robots will take last and the five jobs robots will take first.
Yeah, it's kind of scary when you think about it. Some of them I have an argument with.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
just because somebody wrote an article, this is one person's opinion.
Yeah.
But based on the way things are going, I think he does have a point on some of these.
I still want that robot vacuum.
Right?
Oh, the little one?
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, Jenna.
Yeah, that's taking the housekeeper's job, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So do you guys want to hear the jobs that are going to be taken from us or the jobs that are, you guys are cool?
Let's do the ones that are going to be taken first.
Yeah.
The ones that are taken from us? Go ahead, Kelly.
Now, first of all, they say when they use the word robots, they're not talking about C-3POs, you know, not necessarily. But it could be just like technology.
A computer? Over. Just a brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Middle management jobs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
yes. They say if your main job function is taking a number from one box in Excel and then putting it in another box in Excel and then writing a narrative about how that number got from one place to another.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Robots are coming.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And they do it way faster than we do it, by the way.
Well, yeah.
That's money. Okay.
Yeah.
What's next?
Commodity salespeople.
Okay, what's this?
Yeah, they say unless you sell dreams or magic or negotiate using special perks, bribes, and other valuable add-ons that have nothing to do with specifications, price, and availability. Okay, so they say machines can basically take the place of
just general sales. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We see this at the grocery store. I mean, you don't need a sales cashier
anymore. They can send a request for a proposal. They can send you a quote, and they can also fulfill your orders.
Wow.
But then again, you've got like, let's just take radio salespeople, for instance.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of schmoozing and negotiating that goes on that a robot just can't do it.
Yeah. Is this robot going to show some cleavage?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
To get
radio salespeople show boobs,
to
Kelly.
To get the deal done?
Maybe, though.
Medical salespeople. What's going to happen to the hot girls?
Yeah, it's the hot pharmaceutical
reps.
Getting
ready to graduate college.
Oh, my gosh.
What are they going to do?
The computer's going to show off her RAM. Is that what she's doing?
Now, this is where I have a real problem, because this affects us.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Number three on the list, report writers, journalists, authors, and announcers.
Yeah, but we have personality.
That's true.
That's questionable, Jenna. That's questionable.
No, it's not. Yeah, if you're just reading a script, I suppose.
Yeah, they say text-to-speech systems are evolving very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And writing is tough, but not report writing. So machines can be taught to read data, to pattern match images or video, analyze almost any kind of research materials, and create a very readable or announceable writing.
But can they do love letters to Kelly?
That's right.
That's it. They can't really think.
No, like, not emotional.
But let's just say an announcer for an award show.
It wouldn't be any more than Steve Harvey stuff.
Yes, you coming up, we've got Ryan Seacrest and
presenting
this award.
Or traffic and weather.
Traffic and weather. A computer can do all that because it's just facts-based and not emotionally based, I guess,
man,
right?
By the end of this, who's going to have a job?
Yeah, right?
Nobody wants a job. Yeah.
They say accountants and bookkeepers won't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Because what computers do, they run numbers.
Yeah.
You can do your own taxes by plugging numbers in, and then it does it for you.
Yeah.
And how about doctors?
Wait a minute. I don't want to be operated on by a doctor.
No, hold on one second. I mean, if it's precise, movements and cutting, I think a computer would do a job.
Do you want to get the finger test from a robot?
It'd be, I'd prefer that, yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You prefer the human hand?
I don't want a human hand because they all come in different shapes and sizes. I know this robot's going to have the skinniest, smallest thing ever.
I just don't know how they can take a human out of the operating room.
Because sometimes it's instinct, you know?
I want, if I'm getting operated on, the finger test, I'll let a robot do all day. But if I'm getting operated on, I want a person.
I mean, you know, they use machines like they just have the doctor there. I mean, a lot of times they'll use machines that are programmed to
assist
to do.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, if what if something goes wrong and like a doctor has to make a judgment call?
Right. Right. Right.
Like, but the computer just knows I've got to get this done. But what, you know, I don't know.
Because I want the doctor screaming, "We're losing them. We're losing.
Yeah, get
over
paddles.
There.
We need the paddles. Stat.
The computer's just going to let me go.
Now, the ones that the robots are going to take last.
These are safe jobs.
That should be safe.
That's okay. What I need to know about.
Now, they might not be the best paying, but preschool and elementary school teachers.
Okay.
They say those jobs are pretty safe because unless we're trying to turn our children into little computers, we can't let computers train our children.
That's right.
We teach them to be human.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have to be, you know, trained how to get along with other people.
Right.
And a computer can't really do that.
People skills, yeah.
Also, a professional athlete gets paid a lot more than the preschool and elementary school teacher, but you don't want to do you really? Now, I know in futuristic movies, they mm-hmm. show robots playing sports.
Yeah.
Right.
But really, we want to see people because we're living vicariously through them,
yeah,
right?
Human talent. You want to see people that you could dream to be.
It could be argued that Tom Brady is a robot.
Right.
It is possible.
Michael Jordan was probably a robot as
maybe,
well.
Maybe, yeah.
I've seen that one TV show, BattleBots, where they put these robots in arenas and they fight each other, but the humans controlling.
Right.
Yeah.
They say politicians won't be replaced by machines because machines don't need politics.
Oh, please replace Trump with a robot. Sorry, Kelly.
They say judges. Because judges, adjudicators, arbitrators, they require both objective and subjective assessments.
Yeah, anything with emotion,
yeah.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. And subjective judgment requires vast general knowledge, but it also requires a thorough understanding of the ramifications of your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So even though legally, this is what I have to do, man, it'd be a lot more cut and dry in a courtroom.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in or you're out.
Yeah.
Because a judge sometimes takes pity on somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, it shows leniency.
Yeah.
But the robot probably wouldn't do that.
But if you're going to go by letter of the law and let a robot decide your fate.
Everybody gets the same.
And they also say mental health professionals. Psychologists, okay. Psychiatrists, mm-hmm. mental health professionals will simply be the last jobs robots can take.
Right.
Because humans are better equipped to understand other humans.
Hmm.
So those are your safe jobs. Preschool, elementary school teachers, professional athletes, good luck.
Yeah,
getting
right?
a job in that field.
Yeah.
Politicians, who wants to do that? Judge
That's
and
cool
mental
job.
Health professionals.
Okay.
And we're screwed.
Yeah.
We fall under the robots will take our job category.
You are listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I mean, robots can give away money.
They can.
Play Beat the Bank.
Yeah, what would the robot
listen.
Talk about?
I know, that's the thing. People listen for personal stories. They want to hear emotion and reaction, and robots wouldn't have that.
Not always. Some people just want to hear the music.
That's right.
No way.
Why do you talk so much? Just play my favorite song.
Robot out. What did you do yesterday?
I went to the bar and served drinks to drunk people. What did you do, JC?
I got my old changed.
Computers have replaced dead actors in movies.
Yeah, not
That's
all robots
CGI.
Talk like that, you guys. Didn't you see that
what?
Joaquin Phoenix, Scarlett Johansson movie? She was the robot, and he dated her?
Yes, he fell in love with her.
Great.
You need to watch that movie.
Now the robots are going to be mad at us
and
for using the wrong accent.
How much cheaper is it to recreate an actor?
Hmm?
On a dead actor than to pay a live one.
Yeah, that's true.
They did that in that Star Wars middle movie, whatever, that guy that died a long time ago, but it was a prequel, so they had to use a computer to generate him. He's been dead for years.
Wow, so we can replace actors with robots. What about love scenes?
You send holograms on tour? Why pay big money for a live artist when you can send a hologram out?
It's the end of civilization, everybody!
I'm telling you, nobody's safe.
Maybe we were just here to put here to live life and let the robots do all the work. And then we just live.
You know whose job they won't take? The
what?
People inventing and working on the robots.
You got to be an engineer.
Can a robot not invent another robot if it has the knowledge?
Yes.
Can
Eventually,
it just assemble another robot?
Robot procreation.
I mean, we create other humans and we don't. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Come on.
Stuff to think about.
If the robots start creating, are they going to have a boy robot and a girl robot build another robot?
And robots wouldn't ask stupid questions like that.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for First World Problems. Now I know you feel bad doing these because there are far worse things going on in the world. That's why we just do one segment. You know, we let you get it off your chest. For example, from the text, I forgot I had a channel in HD, so for the last 32 minutes, I was watching regular definition like it's 1940 or something.
Oh,
gross. Hashtag first world problem. That's what we want to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's hear your first world problems next, Kid Nation.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's hit it. It's time for first world
problems. I got a first world problem.
You got to wait 10 minutes to try to win $1,000. Hashtag first world problem.
I got one. I hate. My dog is being watched at daycare a few days a week.
Yeah.
And I hate the days that I go to pick her up when I've just gotten a fresh spray tan and other dogs lick me. You can't.
You can't.
I can't have a drop of water on this fresh sprayed skin.
Save that.
She wants to like give me kisses. Yeah. I'm like, no, and I look like such a mean dog owner. No wheezy, no licking.
That would be funny just to walk in on that conversation right there.
I would like to see your ankles after a good dog licking after a spray tan.
Right?
That'd be kind of funny.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE if you don't have it.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, Travis wrote us, you guys.
All right.
You guys, I'm going to be late to work because the gate in my private gated neighborhood won't open. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, it is a first world problem.
Yeah. Another person going to be late for work. Going to be late to work this morning because my maid placed my keys somewhere.
Oh, no.
You don't know where they
are. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, man. How are you going to make it through the day?
Yeah. All right. We were talking about this earlier. You guys, our house sold super fast, so we're going to have to live in a really luxurious RV with our one-year-old for a year while we build our new home.
Oh,
hashtag
wow.
First world problems.
That's the thing. When you want it to sit there for a while, it won't.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
and then
that is a first world problem.
When you don't need it to sell fast.
Our luxurious house sold so fast. Now we have to live in our luxurious RV.
And then we're building a nice
while
one.
While we build our luxurious second house.
That's the definition of a first world problem, Big Al, man.
You try living in an RV with a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, man.
Can
you imagine?
Oh, they're so rambunctious. Cheyenne, what's going on?
My first world problem is my husband vacuums way too much.
Send him over. Send him over to my
constantly.
Place.
He's vacuuming constantly. We can be eating dinner, and he'll start vacuuming. I'll be in the shower, and I'll hear the vacuum click on. I mean, it's constant.
He's OCD about it.
Yeah, I don't like the cleaning when I'm eating because it makes you feel bad when someone's cleaning and you're eating.
By the way, I hope my wife is listening. She complains about me not vacuuming enough. See, it could be worse.
It's balance. It's all about balance. Yeah, he's never stopped some of your private moments to go vacuum, right?
No. But that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hold up, babe.
Most guys fall asleep. Cheyenne's husband goes and vacuums.
Yeah, he has the hand vac on the bed.
Little dirt devil.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Have a wonderful day. From the text, I have smart lights, so when the power went out and came back on during the storm the other night, my lights turned on and woke me up. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh,
those sound like dumb lights, not smart lights. They should know you're sleeping, right?
That's true.
Now I want some.
You do?
That sounds cool.
They turn on at a certain time.
Well,
I thought when the power
went out. Goes off.
Well, when the power goes off.
Yeah, a lot of businesses have those.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah. But you could set up your house if you
I didn't
have
think about getting those for the house.
The smart house, you set it to turn on when the lights go out or when the sun goes down. Your lights automatically turn on or in the morning when you got to wake up.
Kelly, leave a few things for Alan today.
Oh, honey, he's got a list.
Okay.
Believe
I'm just saying.
Me.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm just saying. You know,
I'm not, but trust me, he's fine. He's got a nice long list.
The honey-do list is crazy.
Guess what I found in the garage?
What?
His golf clubs.
You found his
He moved in the golf clubs.
He moved them in without saying. He's moving his stuff over.
Just
kind of slowly showing up with stuff and leaving it behind.
Where you're like, well, that's where my...
No, it's fine. I love
that's
it.
Where my thing goes.
Back to first world problems.
Yes.
Back to first world problems. That's a great problem to have right there.
I was so excited. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's moving in.
Jana, welcome to First World Problems.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Jana.
Hey, so I get my eyelash extensions done all the time. Well, this time, I had an allergic reaction. So I woke up this morning and my eyelid is eyelids are swollen and my eyes are red. Mm-hmm. But I can't complain about it to my husband because he thinks it's stupid in the first place.
I know. He doesn't understand. And then he'll use it against you forever and say, never do it again. It's just sometimes allergies. Yeah. It just messes with it. Sometimes you just have a reaction.
Can you please text us a picture to 800-543-3548?
No. Oh, you did?
Yeah, we'll find it, hopefully.
We'll find it. Yeah. You'll be the one with the swollen eyes, right?
Right.
All right.
All right, we got to look for that one.
Good luck with that. Pop a Benadryl.
Yeah.
I will.
All right, good luck with that. But I bet you your eyelashes look great.
Oh, it makes such a difference. It really does. And now my real eyelashes are gone.
It's the best.
The cost of beauty.
Hey, Matt, your car's giving you some problems, huh?
Well, you know, whenever I use Siri, I can just say, call my sister and it'll call me, but my brand new SUV, if I want to use the button on the steering wheel, I have to actually use her name to call her because it doesn't know who my sister is.
That's first world problem. Yeah. That's first world problem right there, dog. You get a slow clap.
Yeah. How many syllables is her name? Is it wasting a lot of syllables?
You know, Michelle is a lot harder to say than sister.
Yeah.
First world problem.
Yeah, you're right.
You're so lazy. I love it.
Michelle. Yeah.
You talk to the other lady where her husband's vacuuming.
Do it right. Oh, this is first world problem status right here with Mark. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
So my first world problem is I can't fit my golf clubs in the back of my new Porsche.
Another one.
They definitely don't fit in the front trunk, right?
No, the trunk's, it's the least practical car I've ever owned.
It is ridiculous.
That's why I bought it.
Is it a convertible at least, so you could fit them in the front seat?
In the front seat. And
no, it's not a convertible.
You need a golf car.
If you think as much money as I spent on it, it'd be a convertible, but it's not.
Right. Yeah, Jenna's right. You need a car specifically to carry your golf clubs in.
Right.
So take your butt back up to that Porsche dealership and get a bigger Porsche. What is it called? A Cayenne?
Yeah.
The SUV. Yeah.
Or you could just, like Jenna said, get a convertible and just put the top down and put them in the front with you.
Yeah. That's what you get for cheaping out on the Porsche there, Mark.
Yeah, what's another 10 grand for the convertible, dude?
All right, buddy, hit them straight. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Yeah, hit them straight, baby.
Some of the nicest Porsches aren't convertibles. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't Mark want probably a convertible. More money. Yeah.
Why is that? I thought convertibles were always more expensive. Porsche does it backwards, huh? Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
So what's going on in your world that's causing you to have first world problems?
Well, the other day while I was in the shower, my micro spin brush for my face, the batteries ran out, and I was forced to manually wash my face. It was torture.
Yeah,
my skin felt awful all day.
Brittany, mine's been dead for so long I can't find the charger that I still use it, and it just doesn't vibrate. It just doesn't spin. I just... Stop. I just use it and it doesn't, I have to like shake it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's torture. I mean, you should charge the thing. Your skin will feel awesome to it.
I don't know where the charger is and where do I special order a charger for that brush?
Oh, I don't know. I heard you're also not allowed to share them, right?
No.
It's like a toothbrush.
Well, you're also supposed to like change the head out if you're doing your body or doing your face.
I bet you can order one. Google it.
Just get a new one.
No, they're expensive.
I know. Thank you for your call.
And mine was a gift.
Let's go to Lexi. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, what's going on?
So on our road trip across Italy last week.
First of all first world problems should start on our trip.
Yeah,
to Italy.
Our road trip to Italy.
Yeah. What?
Sorry, go ahead. Start over.
It's okay. So on our road trip across Italy last week, We stayed at a little Airbnb outside of Venice in a little small town called Murano. And in the morning when we woke up, there was no Keurig.
What?
Oh my gosh. What are we going to do about this? Like, how? So,
they should have put that in the fine print when you signed that B&B contract.
How dare you?
They probably handmade the coffee, right?
Winter.
What are we going to do? Like, should we start, like, searching around everywhere looking for at least a normal coffee pot, but they actually have the old school single serve percolator.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And no one to percolate?
I would not even know how to use that.
I want to know more about
French
your life.
Press.
Well, where else have you traveled to?
We've been to Dubai.
We've been to London, Paris, of course, Rome, Florence, Pisa, Venice, Naples, and Pompeii.
Whoa. What was your favorite? Wow.
Which one was your favorite, yeah?
Oh, favorite by far is Florence. I was in love with Rome for a long time.
South Carolina?
But Florence?
Oh.
Florence, Italy. Yeah, wow. It's a small town where, like, the Statue of David is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Michelangelo David. Yeah.
Florence. I'd like to go to
Statue of David. Oh, it shows his weenie.
The cool thing with Florence is it's a small town feel. But with so much stuff, literally you're walking down little streets,
yeah,
and all of a sudden there's these massive statues everywhere.
And they're all naked, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Then you would think that when they make a statue, they would hook homeboy up, but they never do.
No, they don't. It's because a woman made the statue.
Oh.
No.
Well, Lexi, thank you for your trip advice.
Yeah.
Sorry they didn't have a carry on your road trip. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your first world problem. I think we'll end it with Lexi. She has a good one going on right there.
That was something else.
All right, it's time to announce the three names for Beat the Bank. Perfect time to end.
Yep.
Lexi hooked us up. We're going to announce three names. First one to call us back gets to play Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000, possibly up to $3,000 in cash and prizes, depending on what safe deposit box you choose, if it pops up during your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, please do the honors this hour.
I'd love to. The three names for Beat the Bank right now are Rachel Rodriguez, Naomi Hoffman, Shonda Blobomb. Shonda Blobomb, Naomi Hoffman, Rachel Rodriguez. Your 10 minutes start now. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And Kid Nation, let's be nice to each other. Don't clog the phone lines. Let those three people get through. And if they don't call back within 10 minutes, you still have a chance, okay?
There you go. There
All right, let's play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Usually a B&B is not booked through an agent, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh,
hey.
I get what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
You get the sentiment.
He was doing a throwback to the bit.
That's right. That's what he's
Look
doing.
At my little baby girl.
She's not little anymore. She's 10.
First words. That's right.
So cute.
That's how you do it right there. And also, since we're talking about first world problems, about the statues, back in the day, they didn't hook the dudes up in the statues because if you... the smaller, the higher intelligence.
The smaller
it was believed back then.
The smaller the package,
the bigger the
higher
brain.
The intelligence.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because you weren't being distracted with women.
Yeah.
You had more time to devote to books and studies.
Oh, because you... Okay.
So it's not necessarily that just having that condition
right.
made you smarter. It's because... What else were you going to do?
So in other words, this dude I saw jogging down the street the other day.
He's so dumb.
He better be dumb.
He's so dumb.
Because this dude, I mean, dudes were like.
Dudes were doing that?
Were you dudes stopping each other on the street saying, like, you see that?
I'm like, dang.
Why are you looking at that?
Sometimes you
can't
help it.
You couldn't help it. I'm sorry. You could not help it.
No underwear out?
No, it's not
necessarily that.
It looked
okay,
like the pants.
That's enough.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Naomi.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great.
You were the first one to call back, Naomi Hoffman. That means you get to play Beat the Bank.
I'm so excited. I've been trying to play forever.
Yay.
Well,
you finally got us.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm sorry?
What do you do?
Nothing. I'm a stay-at-home mom right now.
No, you do something. That's one of the toughest jobs to have right there.
No, Al would agree with her. You know how Al feels about it.
How old are your little ones?
Don't do anything.
I have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
So you have your hands full for sure.
Yes, I do.
Man.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Minivan?
No, SUV.
Look. Most people switch over to the minivan once the third one comes in.
I'm thinking about getting one.
Yeah.
I want one, but my husband's very anti-minivan. So
you think you're giving up, but I'm telling you, that just makes sense. Even with the...
More than a big SUV?
Even with the big SUV with the back seat, the extra back seat, there's no room for anything else once you get all the kids in there. So if you're traveling, there's no place to put a suitcase. There's nothing.
Yeah. And the features are so cool.
So down with a minivan.
Some of those minivans you just... I'm not going to...
Did you just say the features of the minivan are so cool?
They are.
I sure did, Al.
Holy shit.
Al, we've lost it.
Yeah. I still got my truck, bro.
He's gone.
You already moved to another state.
You can put your foot underneath, and then the door automatically opens, and you don't have to bend over to get the kids in there.
Bad influence, Paul. Reggie.
What?
He's gone. I just want to let y'all know, your boy JC is gone. He just said the features of the minivan are so cool.
I miss the JC I used to know.
I'm letting Naomi know if she wants to go that route. It's okay. No shame in the game.
Well, Naomi, hopefully we can win you some money right now and you can get yourself a hot, sexy minivan.
That's right.
I hope so.
Get it. Some rims on that, tinted windows. You still look right. All right, Naomi, here's how Beat the Bank works. We're going to throw you inside the bank vault with the banker who's going to be giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. It can get up to $1,000. If you don't say stop, even after he says that and the door closes, you get nothing. Now, we do have a twist this time. We have a safe deposit box option that could be thrown somewhere in the middle. If you say stop then, you get to pick between 1, 2, or 3. Jenna will open that box up. Whatever's inside, that's what you win, okay?
Okay.
Whew. That's the rules right there for Beat the Bank, in case you didn't know.
Well done, Jason.
Big Al, how you feeling this round?
I feel like with your job that you have, this will be the most fulfilling 20 seconds right now that you've ever had in your life.
Really?
Wow.
That's bad.
What?
That's not a good thing.
That's bad.
Is that a good thing?
I've never worked.
Are you trying to be a good?
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're feeling good. That's what you're trying to say.
Okay.
All right.
Here it is, right here.
All right, Naomi.
On this paper.
Are you angry right now, Naomi? Are we cool?
Yes.
Okay, we're cool.
She's cool. Okay, let's
Naomi's
do it.
Cool. She's a mom. Right. She can handle it.
All right,
Naomi. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$130. 190. 230. 250. 320. 400. 570.
Stop.
Very cool.
$570 for you, Naomi.
$70.
She said, stop.
Oh, hey, the digits, right? Stop. Just in a different order. I had $750 on my paper, but that's all right. You got $570. What are you going to do with that money, girl?
I guess probably spend it on my kids and maybe a little bit on myself.
Yeah.
Nice.
Y'all deserve it.
Oh, my God.
All right, just for fun, Naomi, we do want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right, let's check it out.
$590. 710.
Oh, wow. Not bad.
You got it, girl.
You got most of it, Naomi. Well done.
Going to the bank.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great day today with your little ones, okay?
Y'all too. Have a great show.
All right. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. And don't worry, Kid Nation. We do play Beat the Bank again, less than an hour away from calling out 3 new names and another shot at winning possibly up to $1,000. Now, we all go through this.
What?
Those ruts, we're like, man, I don't really have a TV show I'm really excited about. Or I'm kind of getting, you know, the music that I listen to is getting stale. That's why we have Caroline Craddock. Because she has new obsessions every single week.
Oh.
So if you need a new TV show or maybe a new artist to listen to.
Yeah, I do.
Caroline Craddock's got some new ones for us. She'll tell us all about them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock's in studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
We couldn't get Usher to do the song for your segment, so these are her obsessions.
Love it.
Yeah. How was that?
I love Usher.
That was pretty good.
I love you, too.
Thank you, Caroline. Hey, people on Kid Nation are asking, how is Mitchell doing? Our Snapchat bachelor with his new girlfriend, Cowgirl.
Cowgirl, Kristen. Uh-huh. Yeah, they've been seeing a lot of each other recently.
Really?
Wow. Oh, cool.
Okay,
yeah, they've gone on a lot of dates.
So, like, they're dating, kind
of. They're dating.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Are they exclusive? Are they exclusive? They had the talk?
I think they are. I mean, they've gone on, like, six dates.
Wow. So.
Look
awesome.
At that. Look at that, Bachelor. We're
I
one
know.
For one.
Booyah. I'm very happy for them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's some great news.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people were obsessed about Snapchat Bachelor, but now we're talking about what you're obsessed about.
Yes. My obsessions come and go, so every week they're kind of different. So okay. I got new ones this week.
Okay.
What you got for us?
Okay, so I told Aunt Kelly about this, and she's talked about this before, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the TV show.
Oh, but Caroline, I'm so upset because I watched it all.
You're done? I know. Isn't that the worst?
I loved it so much, I just binge-watched it. Now
it's
over.
It's on Netflix. It's on the CW, but you can watch it all on Netflix. There's two seasons. It is so funny. It's a musical. And one of my friends told me about it a while ago, and I was like, I don't want to watch a musical TV show.
Well, it's
like,
a musical, and they mix in musical.
Yeah.
She's kind of crazy. She's a crazy ex-girlfriend, so whenever she has fantasies, it's always a musical dance number.
It's more like a music video.
Yeah, it's fun, and it
so
sounds,
fun.
If you don't, like, I don't like Broadway, it's not like that. You need to try it.
It's cool
like
music. Lee,
but has it been renewed for a third season?
Yes,
you know?
It has.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, because I want to know what happens.
Yes, it's been renewed, so we'll be getting that soon, but it's
good.
Super quick and easy. Like, you can binge it in, like, a day.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, have you guys heard about this hand salad thing?
No.
A hand salad.
It is like the internet is in an uproar about this thing, the hand salad.
Yeah.
So Bon Appetit magazine tweeted this picture, and it's like big leaves of romaine with like a dip, with like a ranch dip. And it says it's called a hand salad. And the people on the internet are so upset. They're like, I don't want it to be called a hand salad. So it's like the people are fighting about it. So the tweets about it, though, are hysterical. This one person said, we call that leaves and sauce where I'm from.
Oh, so it's basically salad you eat with your hands?
You know, when you get a Caesar, like at a fancy restaurant, it'll just be like the giant pieces of lettuce that you have to chop up with the knife.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's kind of what it's
like,
right?
They're saying you can just get your hand and dip it.
Yeah.
Oh, so don't chop it. Eat
it
with your hand.
No, and so it's like a finger food, but it's a hand salad. So.
I heard that this is why Brad's wife got fired at Cracker Barrel.
Probably.
She was just taking the salad to the table and just putting
with
it on plates.
She was actually innovative.
Yeah. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife, please.
Yeah.
We're seeking it.
So someone tweeted and said, submitting my hand sandwich recipe for review, and it's a piece of bread going into a jar of peanut butter. A hand sandwich.
I mean... sandwiches are hand
sandwiches. You're a knuckle sandwich.
Getting a little handsy.
So right. Google hand salad to see people's reactions to that. I kind of love it.
It's the next Brad's wife. Yeah.
I don't get why fancy restaurants don't try when it comes to salads. Like Jenna says, they just give you a head of
lettuce.
Like
the wedge. I love the wedge. Oh, I don't like blue cheese. I get it with ranch. Yeah. I love a wedge salad, but it's...
Are you even trying?
You know.
You're just throwing
I have to do all the work.
Yeah.
It's like ribs.
And I'm paying you.
I have to do so much work.
All right. That's our rant also.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get us started on
a
wedge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my next one is a singer. Have you guys heard of Khaled? Not DJ Khaled, just Khaled.
No.
He's a 19-year-old out of El Paso, Texas, and it's like my lot in life to be surrounded by people from El Paso, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And people from El Paso, Texas love other people from El Paso, Texas, and they have to always talk about El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
So I heard about him through my El Paso friends. So he's 19. He has this new song called Location. And the reason it blew up is because Kylie Jenner put it on her Snapchat. You know how she does her little lip syncing videos while she's putting makeup on? So she featured this song. And so it's completely blown up within
the last
month.
How lucky for him. Yeah,
right?
It's called Location?
Yes.
So won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating because I just need the time and place to come through.
DJ Khaled.
No,
sorry.
Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you.
I like
wanna
it.
Isn't it good?
Off of some sweet, so let's get personal.
Let's get personal. So that's Khaled, not DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled can't sing.
I like that.
And then there's another one called Young, Dumb, and Broke that's a little bit more vibe. It's just good vibes. It's just good vibey music to
do. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke.
It's the same guy?
Still
yeah.
Got love to
so Kid Cudi sounds.
Young, dumb, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb.
It's really from El Paso, huh?
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, he's an army brat, so his mom got stationed in El Paso.
He's young, dumb, and broke. Couldn't afford a GPS, so he needs you to send him your location.
Right. That's right, Big Al, Mac.
Yeah, it's all coming
together. He's dealing with like normal people problems, you know?
Yeah, he's bringing it back. Music that ties together, creates a story.
There you go.
There you go. My last one, because I talked about my lifestyle change and stuff last week, because I've banned the word diet from my vocabulary.
Lifestyle change.
So I wanted to share a quote to end my obsessions that I Instagrammed yesterday. You are allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress simultaneously.
Huh.
Yes.
You're a masterpiece and a work in progress.
Sort of like a paint by numbers Monet.
You'll have to be masterpiece also if you want. Caroline, you're bringing it with your obsessions.
Thank you so much.
I really like Khaled.
Yeah.
Good.
Now go make me a hand salad.
Yeah. Okay. Or hand sandwich.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Caroline's obsessions. Join us next week for her latest obsessions. Maybe we'll have an actual song next week.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get somebody that can sing.
I want to get Khaled to sing it.
Maybe we can. Khaled, if you're listening. DJ Khaled. Khaled.
Well, either one could make it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
We won't kick him out of bed.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. We got three more names to announce here. First one in gets to play for up to $1,000. Possibly a safe deposit box.
Yep.
You could win up to $3,000 in cash and prizes in one of those boxes. We don't know what's in there. It's all up to you.
I have no idea.
Big Al Mack, will you give us the three names this hour?
Sure will. Evan Bailey, Jerry Whitaker, Shea Ewing, Jerry Whitaker, Evan Bailey. The clock starts now. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
There you go. You have 10 minutes to give us a call. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. If no one calls us back, which does happen occasionally, then we're going to open it up for just a random call. All right? So, 10 minutes.
It's okay to demand some money if you text your friend because they didn't hear their names, too.
Right.
You know, it's nice to look out for each other. How are you guys liking the Facebook stories that they just released? Have you guys tried it yet?
I saw it pop up, and it just was there, but I haven't.
I hardly touch Facebook, period.
Yeah.
Facebook's my least favorite social media platform.
Because they actually have filters and stuff on it. You could actually use they come up with the little faces and all that stuff. It's basically identical to Snapchat. Like the Instagram, because Instagram was, you could type whatever on there, but they don't have the faces and stuff.
Wait, speaking of Snapchat, I was waiting on something you were supposed to do after work yesterday and just realized I still haven't seen it.
Oh, my Hey Stranger?
Yeah, that creepy viral video with that animated thing,
Hi, stranger. It's been a while. I've missed you. It's okay. You can look at my butt.
So it's this creepy clay animated thing, and it's like got the nicest butt. It's like this like huge round butt.
Yeah, it's perfectly round.
We discussed this for a while. So you were going to go home and have your wife film you doing it. You said as soon as that Snapchat filter where it removes your nose came back, which
came back yesterday.
You guys alerted us it was back yesterday. So did you do it?
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it.
Bare butt?
I went bare butt on it. And my wife was not too thrilled about me doing this for some reason. She goes, you're really going to post that on Snapchat?
And you're a celebrity.
I know, but this is comedy. And I figured it would look really cool, you know, because you would look like the little face, and then we would have the angle.
Show your butt.
And then, no, because my butt.
I finally have a way to do it, because it's comedy.
I'd say my butt is my worst feature, so that's not why
I want to do it. You have a tiny little butt.
Yeah. But you, any excuse to take your clothes off, though. You know, especially your shirt, but now you got a chance to go full Monty.
I just thought
it'd
be fun.
Let me see the butt, dude.
Why didn't you post that?
Because the angle wasn't that you couldn't do the same angle as the actual video. It didn't look identical to it. So you couldn't get the whole body in there.
Right.
So it had to be this weird angle. So we did it.
Aren't you calling a photographer or something?
Yeah, boudoir session.
Because you wanted the filter.
Because I wanted the filter. It doesn't work without the filter because the guy in the video, the stranger guy, this kid.
Hi, stranger.
He doesn't have a nose. So I felt like I didn't have to have a nose, but I did it. If you wanna.
All right, let's see it.
Hi, stranger.
Oh, you did that too.
I missed you.
All I can see from here are your tattoos and you.
My butt.
Naked on the bed.
You want to see it, Kelly?
Well, yeah.
Of course, Kelly does.
All right, what'd I do? Where's your face? It's like your face is chopped off.
It takes away your nose.
Kelly, you have no face. No, it chops off
Kelly,
your bottom face.
It's a Snapchat filter, Kel.
It's just a Snapchat filter.
So how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, not even close, Al.
Not,
yeah,
not
what does your wife think about
it's
that?
It's a tiny butt, JC.
She taped me, and then
Justin, no one asked
times.
You to come in here and
what, no,
look
Justin,
at the video.
No, Justin, no. Go show Justin.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my look at his little butt.
It's very good. Look it. But where's his face?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It's like it's not even his face.
Look at it.
So Kelly cannot wrap her head around the Snapchat
legs,
filter.
His butt goes up. Look, it kind of goes up when he bends his legs.
No, boy.
Oh, my.
You want to?
No, Justin, do not take a picture.
Yes.
Justin.
Take a video
Justin.
Of it.
Justin.
Got it?
You taking a video
the
of
only
video?
Way. Will you he's going to post it on Kid Nation?
No.
Yeah, well, we got to post it for everyone. Yeah, everyone wants to see what we're talking about.
There you go.
It's so smooth.
Did you shave before?
No, I just can't.
Did you groom?
I can't grow no.
Did you groom down there before you did this?
Look at those.
Were you just about to say you can't grow hair on your butt?
Well, not a lot.
There you go.
I get like the peach fuzz. Don't we all?
Did you groom before you did a Snapchat video?
No.
You did.
I didn't even.
I guarantee
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Did you lotion?
You baby oils.
See, that was the thing. I had to have my wife apply. I had my wife apply lotion on my butt.
Yep.
Because I wanted it to be shiny.
Yep.
And it was right after the shower.
Fair enough.
But she didn't feel it because she's like, the angle's not right. And then she just dropped it and she goes, you're a father.
You're a father.
JC, did you do this before or after the gym yesterday?
It was after.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So nice and fresh and tight.
I can have my naked picture back, Kelly.
Okay, here you go. I sent it to myself.
Justin, no!
Yes.
You can't go through my phone and send yourself stuff.
Why?
You did.
Okay.
Why did you do that?
You gotta post it.
Okay, perfect.
Why did you send it to
Why wouldn't
me?
Because
I wanted my own video of your butt.
You're staring at my butt.
He wants followers.
Yes.
No, you can't use my butt
you get
for your
lean
followers.
And mean and great.
Yeah. Mm. Speaking of the gym, Justin finally showed up yesterday.
Yes, I did.
After skipping
what
twice.
What day was it? Leg day?
No.
It obviously wasn't butt day.
It was arm day.
And Butt day the same as leg day?
I'll have you do some butt stuff.
Okay. No, butt
no, Jenna, don't say it like that.
It's all a task.
Yeah.
It's all I do is butt stuff.
Also, I found my gym boyfriend.
We all have to have one.
I know, yeah.
What does this mean? This is just the person you're going to work out with?
Yes,
or
and I work out with them.
When you, okay, see, I say gym boyfriend is just someone I like to stare at when I exercise.
Right, you never talk to your
it's
gym significant other.
You never talk to them.
No.
You never talk to them, you just stare at them.
Do you tell them that they're your gym significant other?
No,
never.
It's in your head.
You just kind of know what time they go so you can go and look at them.
Well, the cutest guys at the gym are the guys that I'm working out with.
Really?
Yes.
Aww.
They're so the best ones.
So JC's friends?
Yeah, JC's friends.
Michael.
So
and,
I'm not lucky.
Cameron.
I am blessed. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Babes?
They are babes. They are 10-10s.
They're good-looking
single?
Dudes.
They are fire. The fire emoji.
No.
And they inspired me so much.
That's
I went
right.
home and I grilled some chicken
See?
On that egg that green egg grill. I went to go pick it up. It's in my backyard.
What?
Yes.
Wait.
Why'd you
get
it?
You got the grill?
Yes, I have the grill. It's in my backyard. Did y'all go pick it up?
How you get the grill?
That's I went to go pick. I
would have picked it up. I thought the whole
I got
deal
the,
was
now. Here's
you
the thing.
Offer to do it because you have a truck.
The big green egg is something that we got in exchange for the Nintendo Switch.
I don't care. We're never gonna get any of this stuff.
No, we the green egg.
No,
so I got
keep
the
it
green
all.
Egg, and,
Justin,
and then I'm going to go get that car.
Did you grill the goat? You didn't grill the goat.
No.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be funny?
No.
What about the big wheel that we got, the adult-sized big wheel?
We still need to go get that
We got
to
get that
mm-hmm.
one. You really went and got the green egg and you didn't tell anybody?
I don't mind
yes,
if you got the
I
green
did.
Egg and you're going to keep it, because I kind of figured this would happen. At least bring me some damn meat.
Oh, I have some chicken. I brought some for lunch today. Do you want some?
Yes.
It's asparagus,
no,
mushroom,
it
and chicken.
In your car all night.
No, no.
Like that crawfish.
Oh,
that nasty stuff.
That crawfish
in here.
was
lukewarm
yeah, was bad.
Water.
No, fresh straight from the grill, put in the freezer. I mean, refrigerator and nice Tupperware.
Good.
I can go heat it up and then give you guys a piece of my chicken.
Yeah.
If you want some, it's succulent and juicy.
So that green egg's good?
Yeah, it's a good grill.
Succulent.
Pete, succulent.
The bang. Pete, the bang. First it was his shirt. Now it's the rest. But he won't post the picture. Because the angle wasn't the best.
Okay, just follow Justin and you'll see it instead.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be on Snap.
I'm not giving you permission, sir.
do it.
I wish I would have gotten a picture of you when you were lifting and the face you were making.
Well, you should have.
Yeah.
I should have.
That's the only reason I hang out with you guys outside of work is for blackmail.
Don't make that face. And my veins were popping out. My muscles were so swole. I would date myself.
You're sounding like a meathead now, Justin.
Oh, yeah. Got some protein shake this morning. Oh. Mm.
Every 10 seconds, Justin was like, look at my biceps.
Look at my biceps. You can feel them.
Look at these things.
All right.
I got the pump up. Glad you made it again. But Justin's going to skip again today, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I have improv tonight.
Yeah. Going to go do improv. That's fine. Got to work on that. The brain muscle.
Yeah, sure, dude.
That's right. It's brain day, bro.
It's brain day.
Hey, Shay, how you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yay. We're excited for you.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
What are you up to right now?
I might cry if I get through.
Oh, go ahead.
No, don't cry, Shay.
What are you up to right now, Shay?
Oh, my gosh. I had literally just turned my car off. I was walking into spin class, and I had three friends text me, and they're like, oh, my God, they just called your name.
Oh, spin class.
Spin class.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Do you wear those bike shorts for spin class?
Oh, my gosh, no, but I probably should. It's painful.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I haven't tried one.
Spin class?
Spin class is so hard. I've tried it one time.
Oh, it hurts those bones down there.
Oh, it's tough. So.
It's really hard. We just got one last week, and I've gone every day.
Oh, good.
It hurts those bones down there.
It does. I don't know what they're called. The sit bones.
The pubic bones?
Pubic bones.
They call them sit bones.
Crotch bones. My crotch bone hurts.
My crotch bone.
Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play Beat the Bank, Shay.
Yeah, Shay, all you have to do, we're going to put you in the vault with a banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that could go up to $1,000. You just have to yell stop before the vault closes or you lose everything. We do have the added twist of the safe deposit box. So if the banker says that, you have the option of stopping.
Yep.
Or you can keep going. Now, in the safe deposit boxes, different amounts of cash and prizes could be worth up to $3,000, could be worth about $50. We've seen that happen. You just never know. So the choice is yours. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Al's been on point with his feelings lately.
Al, how are you feeling?
I feel really good, Shay. I feel really, really good. Not great, but good.
Okay.
All right.
Always misleading, isn't it?
Yeah, like I have no idea.
I feel really good.
As long as you walk away feeling confused, Shay.
I was going to say the pancake, so.
Yeah, I did. I had one in 5 years.
All right, Shay, let's go inside the vault. Let's get you paid. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70 $100 $150 $180 $230 $350 $470 $660
Stop.
Woo!
That's good money.
$660, is that what I heard?
Yep.
Oh, think of how many spin classes that'll pay for.
I know.
I know.
I bet butt looking good in no time, girl.
It's already looking good. She's already going to spin class. Just for fun, though, you already got paid $660. That's yours to keep, Shay. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's check it out.
Shay.
Well done.
Way to go, Shay.
Oh, awesome.
Man, you got the maximum during your turn, just like that.
Awesome.
All right, now go work on that butt, okay? We'll get you all set up with your money.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Shay. Have fun at spin class. Hold on 1 second. Elena will get your information. Just like that. She won $660. Could be you.
That'll work.
Go to KidNation.com and sign up for Beat the Bank. We'll play again twice tomorrow, 720 and 820 Central.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.